All right, everybody, check out your note sheet.
After a full day co-teaching with a mentor at a middle school in Richmond, Dana Lockhart spends her evenings in the classroom as well, this time as the student.
I'm usually in class till 7 or on Thursdays 10. And then on the days that I don't have class, I'm doing homework for class.
Lockhart is 33 and switching careers. VCU's residency program is hard work, but she says she'd rather put in that work now than struggle alone her first year as a teacher.
Well, it's kind of like an apprenticeship, if you will. You learn the job by people who do the job well already.
The program also gives Richmond Public Schools a steady stream of teachers they know they can trust. It's a model U.S. Secretary of Education John King would like to see more of.
A residency model can produce both teachers who are better prepared and teachers who are more likely to stay in their schools.
As part of that effort, the Department of Education announced new requirements earlier this month that states submit data to the federal government on how their teacher prep programs are doing. That data, King says, can help make the case that investments, like the federal grant that supports this program here in Richmond, are worth it. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.